As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Dear God, pump it. This is, I guess, good news slash depressing news. Like, it's depressing because, oh my God, we are destroying this planet. It's good news because maybe, just maybe, we're going to get some help to at least, you know, recoup some of the damage. Styrofoam cups, obviously, all over in the oceans, in the woods, whatever. But researchers in Australia have started feeding garbage to worms. They're called darkling beet larvae, or superworms. They say that it's promising because these worms, these larvae, eat the styrofoam.
Really?
And I don't know if they eat other plastics or what, but basically, they're eating, they'll eat the styrofoam and then do what larvae do.
And digest it and everything,
and it's okay. So,
see, but now we're going to just have huge mounds and fields of larvae?
That's kind of scary. I don't think we need huge mounds of them. I don't think they take up that much space. No, this is what bothers me, in that instead of just changing our ways, instead of us, the species who is doing it, who is just literally...
I got worms.
Like, no, why don't we just train? Why don't we just feed our garbage to animals and just wait till we find one that's like, yeah, okay, I'll eat it. Oh, it's fine. Yeah. Right?
What was the solution before? Was it just shoot it into space?
Shoot it into space. Which, why don't we do that? I like that idea.
I mean, dude, the more I think about it, it's terrible. I mean, it's absolutely terrible. But if you really understand how big space is,
yeah, yeah.
You know, if we've gone this whole time and we're still putting trash on this earth, disposing, you know, doing something with it here, it's a tiny little earth.
Just throw it in a rocket and send that bad boy into space.
Sling that thing out into the darkness, man. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Launch it at the moon. I don't care. I mean, come on now. Space is infinite, right? So what's the big deal? We launch it.
Here's what the big deal is. Because when I'm riding around or something, or I'm walking around and somebody throws a McDonald's cup out the window, and how pissed off I get, and I grab it and I throw it back. See, that's me to another human. You don't want an alien picking up your trash, coming back to Earth, be like, hey, the hell?
Dude, you guys are just throwing your litter everywhere. Come on now.
Yeah. That's going to piss an alien off. That's why you don't do it.
I think
it's a good analogy. That was a good analogy.
I don't know. I think, well, why don't we worry about finding aliens first? And until then, we'll launch
They're out there, I'm telling you.
Yeah, we'll launch our trash into space. We'll be fine. Instead of trying to feed it to worms, like, here, eat this. No, I don't want to eat it. Eat it. Come on now, eat it. Let's just launch it into space. So you may have seen this. It's kind of making its rounds online. Someone has designed the world's first double-decker airplane seat in an attempt to save space and make flying even more uncomfortable. These seats are staggered, and I saw a photo of it. So if you can imagine, right? So you have a seat, and then underneath it is another seat, but it's staggered, all right? Almost like steps. So your legs, if you're on the bottom seat, your legs are underneath the sitting person, okay? So your legs are stretched out. So their ass is in your face, mind you. And it looks so uncomfortable. It looks just awful. I don't know why, for some reason, they're just trying to make air travel worse. Can we go back to, like, the 60s when everyone got, like, a big lazy boy recliner?
It looked so awesome back in the day.
You could smoke on the airplane. All the stewardesses were hot. Yeah, yeah.
You know, there wasn't a two-drink limit. What is that?
You didn't have to worry about duct taping people. That's why there's so many problems, because it's such a stressful situation.
It really is, and they're making it worse. You're making it worse. You're making it more stressful.
Could you imagine having to have someone's ass in front of you for like a 3-hour flight?
No, especially the people that are on the plane with you. You're never next to, like, it's never great. It's always like a 900-pound person that just, and it's always the last person on too. You're like, yes, dude, I get a whole row to myself.
Yeah. Nope.
And then, oh no, you look down the row. No.
And you're
looking around, there's no other empty seats. No.
It floors me, because what do we hear from? And we also bailed out the airline industry. We've done that before. You know, we've taken dollars, taxpayer dollars, to bail them out. And they're always whining. They're always just putting all these rules and everything. But yet they continue to abuse us, the passenger. And then they're like, well, hey, nothing we could do about it. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. All right.
Get it back. Get me drunk. You'll be drunk. Let me not, just not think about it. I'll pass out after like three.
I mean, I see these old photos, and it's just, I mean, people are there, kick back, relax, smoking cigarettes, drinking Manhattans, you know?
Dude,
getting
hanging out the window.
getting hand jibbers from the stewardesses. All right, fly in the plane. Like, hey, you want to come up
here? It was
here
on the menu.
Yeah, yeah. We can get a pina colada or a coffee, cigarettes, or a hand jibber, and it's fantastic. Mm-hmm.
That's you ever flown first class?
Yeah, Hunter, because I got that kind of money laying around. Come on now. Come on now.
I always wondered. You know,
the only way I would ever get first class is if they made a mistake and they said, oh, hey, we're going to make up for it. We have a first class seat. That is the only way.
I'll take it. No, you know what my first class is? Yeah, I'll take the exit seat. They're a little bit bigger, right?
Yeah, little extra leg room on there. And then they do that little walkthrough like, now you go and you're responsible for it. He's like, yeah, okay, I'm sorry.
You got to be responsible if something. Okay, yeah, for sure.
Gotcha, yeah, because I'm going to remember that in a high-stress situation and this plane is going down. Get out of here. If this thing, if we have any issues, we're all dead.
This ain't the Titanic. I'm the first one off this
thing.
I'm
out of here, all right? I will shove that old lady and that child out of the way.
You're terrible.
Anyway, so. Yeah, go back to the good old days of flying. Yeah, yeah. All right, that is your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.